All right, everybody, welcome to Fortnite Astrology with Craig Simpson and Fiona Edgar. It is September 30th. We're a few days late this fortnight, but we are here. So we're going to go over the Fortnite Astrology and the cards for the fortnight and a little bit of cosmic weather. And let's see, I'll look over here at Fiona's site. FionaEdgar.com. That's where you can find out everything about her while you're listening. FionaEdgar.com. And of course, I'm Craig from Radiant Creators, and that's just RadiantCreators.com. That's us. Fiona, how have you been? You've been kicking out a lot of content recently.
Yeah, I've been pretty good as much as I can be during Mars retrograde, preparing for the upcoming Mercury retrograde. So I will be discussing that when I go over my astrology. How have you been?
I've been pretty interesting. It's been a time. I think the Mars retrograde has been a heavy one for me. I don't mind, but it's been a bit emotionally taxing. It's just I've had to clean up a lot of loose ends in life, which has been rewarding. You know, I've had to lovingly, you know, boot some people from life. No, well, not literally from life, but from my life. Okay. And, you know, just coming to a lot of conclusions, a lot of realizations of just this Mars retrograde has been for me all about burning up loose ends that are little anchors holding you back, and then also just burning up, getting rid of bad habits. But even when you take care of a bad habit, like you realize this has just not been life-giving, this has been holding me back. You know, sometimes that involves changes in relationships, changes in your social life, etc. But, you know, and so when you implement that positive change, it still can feel like crap. It's not always fun. So I'm feeling good, but man, it has been, Mars retrograde has just been a blast furnace of purification of intent, and I've burned so much away that I feel like I'm smoldering. So, but it's good. Yeah. It's good. You know, the phoenix rises from those ashes, and that's how I feel, but I'm still kind of smoldering.
Yeah. You know what? You're making the most out of this Mars retrograde because that's what it's for. That's what you're supposed to be doing. Clearing house, you know, getting rid of those kind of negative influences that have been, that you've kept around for so long. And it is tough. That's always a tough thing to do, but you're much better for it. And 2020 is such a significant year for us as individuals, but for the world. So we can't expect the world to change if we're still stuck in a rut. So, you know, we're doing the right thing.
Oh, absolutely. That it's important because, you know, even from that, well, I say even from like a somewhat narcissistic perspective, which I think can be healthy, you know, a little bit of self-centeredness, you know, life is about you, it's about your experience, you know, and the more you can clear it, the more alive you can be, even if it requires difficulty. I mean, that's ultimately, you know, that's why we're here. We're here for our, you know, spiritual unfoldment, our growth, our power. We have our mission. So really that's what it's about. And then, yeah, as far as the world changing, well, it may not, but I know I'll change. And at least I'm like, you know, my vibe is, well, that's just what I want to see in the world, you know? So we connect like-minded others, life works, you know? I think that's one of the things that I'm burning up to right now is my, bit of a pessimistic view of the future of the world at times, you know, and that's one that I know I'm really working on this Mars retrograde because that's one I struggle with is I can make myself happy. I can live a strong and powerful life, but then there's always that question of, well, shouldn't you be helping the world? And I'm like, have you looked outside recently? Like, what am I supposed to do? I can't take that on. So that's a huge one I'm burning up too, you know, and I wonder if that's just do you ever think that's just a great big guilt trip that's laid on us to keep us from getting anywhere?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we can't take on the world, but we can work on ourselves. And, you know, you deliver great content, Craig. So you know, a lot of people are, you're helping a lot of people.
I think that's the trick is, you know, whatever your mission as an individual is, if you get clear, if you're able to, you know, work towards that, get some traction, and you can do that, then that's always incredibly rewarding, you know, to the individual. And I do think that that's where you have to just focus on that and do that. And then that larger picture of making the world a better place, helping people, you know, doing good. I think that's the part that almost has to happen non-deliberately. You're just working on you doing your thing, your mission. And then the greater good that might bring, that's where we kind of have to bring that ego in and just be like, now I'm just working on myself. I'm just doing me. And then, you know, beautiful things do happen around you. You do help people. You're a positive influence in the world. But for me, I think that's it's almost like secondary. Like, I don't really notice that happening, although I know that it is. You know what I mean? It's almost like I try not to pay attention to that part because I feel like then I'll mess it up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of unhealthy concern with, you know, like stuff that's going on the other side of the world. And if we focus on ourselves and our family and our own self-development, I think that's a lot more healthy than obsessing over stuff that's maybe happening in like the Middle East or something like that.
Oh, yeah, especially when there's nothing we can do about it at all, really.
Yeah,
it's almost like we're all given our mission, we're all given what it is for us to do, be it in our own lives or the greater, you know, good of humanity. It's almost like it's right before you this day, like doing what we're doing right now, this show, you know, we're doing our mission. And so that does radiate out as a very, you know, positive effect, you know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think that's one of my Mars retrograde things too. I think I do, even though this may be hard for people to believe, I do battle with pessimism at times. I know I may seem perfect, and I understand everyone feeling that way. I do, you know, it's how I present myself, but no, I absolutely, you know, struggle with, a bit of pessimism. So, but yeah, I we do our show right now and also doing Radiant Creators and then like the larger work you're doing, you know, with astrology. I mean, it's funny. It's almost like it doesn't matter if a person feels optimistic or pessimistic, positive or negative any given day. If you just keep doing your work, then you're doing your mission for the greater good. You know, mm-hmm. It's almost like it doesn't really matter how you feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to know what you're here to do, then look at where the North Node is in your birth chart, because that will tell you. It's like a signpost from the universe saying, go here.
It's so true. And that's helped me quite a lot, for sure. And let's look at the fortnight in front of us, because, well, let's get everybody on task. I always thought it'd be kind of fun to make like a little intro music, like for the show where there's like Vikings, you know, rah, to the castle, we must hear the fortnight. You know, I just...
I'm okay with that. I would be pretty good with Viking music as my jingle.
Yeah, Viking music and, you know, yeah. Yeah, Fiona, what does the fortnight hold? You know? So yes, what does our coming fortnight hold? And one night when we're sitting around drinking wine, we will make that.
Yes. Well, we have the first event that's happening in the planets is that we have a full moon in the fire sign of Aries happening on October 1st. So this is a difficult full moon and it affects the energies of the next 2 weeks. So we all need to be prepared. It is difficult, but everything, nothing good ever comes easy. So this is a moon that is conjunct Chiron and it may bring up conflict and arguments, especially with old enemies, as the ruler of Aries, Mars, is retrograde. So we need to look to the ancient wisdom and healing of Chiron to help us through this period. Chiron was a master healer, and he practiced the healing arts, astrology, and the other occult sciences. We do have a difficult Mars square Saturn in the full moon chart, so this can cause us to feel stuck. We know where we want to go, but there are obstacles in the way that prevent us from getting there. I think we're all feeling that. Just know that you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. So take some time out, learn a new skill, something chironic, connected to the ancient wisdom and healing arts. The full moon occurs when the sun and the moon are in opposition to each other. So in this case, the sun is in Libra, which gives us the opportunity to take on another perspective. Concentrate on the beauty of life rather than the conflict. So the next day, Venus enters Virgo. The goddess of love traveling through the fertile sign of Virgo helps us to see the beauty of the changing landscapes around us. We look around and we see red, orange, yellow, and those colors actually help us to feel optimistic and more positive. This is a good time for a health cleanse as we can prepare our bodies for the cold seasons. So we need to eat more warming foods to nourish our bodies and feed our minds. Virgo sun people will be blessed by the energies of this of the planet of love during this transit. October 4th, Pluto is direct. So Pluto turns direct at 22 degrees of Capricorn. Transformation of the inner self and our relationships were the themes of the retrograde. So we have experienced tough karmic lessons surrounding power. It could have been sexual issues, control, manipulation, and we all had to confront our fears and our demons. But, you know, that causes us to become much stronger. So people that have cardinal planets around 22 degrees would have been most affected by the retrograde. You know, Pluto transits are such a great psychologist because the self-awareness that is created by the retrograde, it gives us the ability to make better choices. And then that's reflected in the world around us. On October 7th, Mercury opposes Uranus. Mercury is the communication planet. So we may get unexpected news today. This is a good day for meditation as we can actually receive downloads of information. Our conversations will take on an exciting electrical energy. The next aspect is on October 9th. So Mars is in square to Pluto. This can be a bit of a difficult day because Mars is the planet of war and conflict. And when it's in square, which is a difficult aspect, to Pluto, which is the destroyer and the transformer, it can cause power issues with other people. So we ourselves, we may feel more dominant and pushy. So physical exercise is a very good outlet for this energy. Then the next day on October 10th, Venus makes a nice trine to Uranus, making this a really positive day for relationships. So the goddess of love, getting along with Uranus, which is the planet of changes. This can create positive change and freedom within our partnerships. So our self-esteem can get a boost today. The day after, on October 11th, the sun is in square to Jupiter. So this isn't like a bad aspect, but we may go to excess in some areas, including food, sex, spending, voicing our opinions. So try to keep those in check. But it is actually a great day for spirituality and any kind of learning or study. On October 12th, we have a really big, beautiful aspect. Jupiter, the planet of abundance, of faith, optimism, and that spark of hope that allows you to see the future, is making a really positive sextile to Neptune. Neptune is the planet of spirituality. So this is the last time that we have had this wonderful aspect this year. So it's really helped us through 2020. You know, this is the spirituality that's helped us all through these awful times. So we'll be seeing the bigger picture and staying positive. Draw strength from your ancestors and your ancestral gods. So if you want to do a little ritual, make an offering to your ancestors, some wine, some incense, do that and ask for their help and ask for their guidance. It's so effective because your DNA is your ancestors. That's where they are. Also on the same day, Mercury is in sextile to Venus, making this a really good day for pleasant conversations, writing, and communication in general. On the 13th of October, the Sun is opposite Mars, so try to take some physical exercise today. Other people may be trying to pick fights with us or dominate us, and the best thing that you can do is, you know, maybe try and see their point of view, because the Sun is in Libra, encouraging us all to be more diplomatic. So try and see their point of view. If that is impossible, then walk away and go and lift some weights. On the 14th of October, we have another big event. I hear you all groan. It's Mercury retrograde time yet again in Scorpio. So this is the last Mercury retrograde of the year. Retrogrades are a natural cycle of life, and external events tend to slow down during these periods. Time appears to move more slowly, and it gives us all an opportunity to contemplate and review our lives on a more internal level. So we have to remember the planets are not the cause of events. They are a reflection of us and the choices that we have made under free will. The retrograde is an optical illusion, but its energetic effects are very real. Scorpio is the sign of death and resurrection. So we can experience a true rebirth during this transit if we surrender to changes instead of clinging on to outdated habits, emotional traps, and attitudes or people that no longer serve us. So there are some really important things that you need to remember during the Mercury retrograde. Personally, I am not, I'm not fearing this one at all or worried about it. If you remember back to Venus retrograde that we had, May, June, when Mercury went retrograde on top of Venus retrograde, I actually noticed that things got a lot better. So don't worry about that. Try to hold off on starting new projects. It's really not a good idea that you start something on a Mercury retrograde because it may not be permanent. It may turn out differently than you expected. So this includes starting a new job, an important project, moving house, or starting a relationship during the retrograde. Please do not get married under a Mercury retrograde. It's really not a good idea. Try not to sign any contracts. If you must, then make sure you read all of the small print. Don't go by any verbal agreements because Mercury is the communication planet. You're not going to be on the same page. But please don't panic and think that doomsday is coming. This is all a natural cycle. Mercury retrograde is going to happen 3 times a year for the rest of your life, and there's nothing that you can ever do to avoid that. So make the most out of the retrogrades and identify the spiritual lessons before it starts so you are prepared. So look up your chart or get a reading with me, and we can figure out where Mercury is going to be in your chart when it's retrograde and what you need to learn from it. So don't get back with your ex during the retrograde. People have left your life for a reason. So sometimes the universe brings them back to see if you still resonate with the energy of this person or if you want something different entirely. And if you have had issues with a friend, a former friend, or a family member, and they want to come back during the retrograde, well, you should think very carefully before you let them back into your life, because if they used you or they betrayed you before, they will do it again. Check your car, check your electronic devices before the retrograde, because the energy will make them much more likely to fail. And lastly, if you do have any issues during the retrograde, Thank the universe for giving me a great opportunity to grow. And that's it for the fortnight.
That is great. Well, I definitely have my calendar marked that Mercury retrograde starts again October 14th, because a couple of projects I need to finish beforehand, you know, so that I don't enjoy the Mercury slowdown or difficulty on those. I actually have to get new tires for my car, so I better do that before the 14th. Well, one thing, you did put a video out on Saturn, it's direct. Mm-hmm. And that's a wonderful thing. I kind of forgotten that it was retrograde, and you did have a video out on it going direct. And I just wanted to mention that because I'm glad. I thought that was a good day for celebration. I just noticed it on Facebook actually. And I went, oh my gosh, I better repost this. Thank heavens. That's a big win. Saturn, you know, Saturn, I got to tell you, I don't like you that much anyway, but I really don't like you when you're retrograde. Okay.
Yeah.
Pluto going direct on the 4th. That's wonderful. We got some of these planets going the right direction. That's going to feel good. And that's all good stuff. I mean, the full moon in Aries on the 1st with, you know, Mars will still be retrograde at that time, right?
Yeah.
And you mentioned squared to Chiron on that one. So this is going to be an interesting situation. Good full moon. Full moon's always beautiful. That will be a time to watch, especially since that's getting very close to our elections here in this country. As if we need anything else to stir the flames, I'm sure Aries will and Mars will hook us up.
Yep.
You know, followed a few days later by a Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. Oh, man. All right. Well, you know, this year, I'm like, bring it. I'm up for anything. Disaster no longer threatens me. So... bring it. So yeah. Did you do some cards for the fortnight?
I did. I just put some, and like once again they really reflect the the astrology that we're going to be under for the next fortnight. So the first card that I pulled is the Hermit. And the Hermit is a very Chironic card. It's all about that wisdom, that soul wisdom that we draw strength from, that we all have within ourselves, you know, the wisdom that comes from our ancestors, spirit guides, your ancestral gods. So that's really an area to draw strength on. The next card that I got after that is the Judgment card. So the Judgment card is about being on a crossroads. Let's face it, we are all at a crossroads right now, but a crossroads is a very powerful, magical place to be. So, I mean, you are going to be lifted. We're all going to be lifted away from this and out of this mess by, you know, we have the spirit world on our sides. We have our ancestors. So there's nothing to fear. I really feel like this is a positive. These two cards together are extremely positive. The last card is the Queen of Swords. So the Queen of Swords can be an air sign, Gemini, Aquarius, and Libra, or a woman that is extremely logical. She basically takes no shit. She has her big sword there. Mess with her if you dare. So she's kind of, you know, helping us all to be a bit more like that. We all need to have really clear boundaries. In this card, I see spiritual protection. That, you know, a lot of people are actually clueless about. You're never actually going to get any good advice from New Agers about spiritual protection, you know. It takes a lot more than like white light and stuff like that. It's so much more complex. So draw upon that ancient path of wisdom that has been walked for many, many years by your ancestors. I kind of feel like there is a woman out there listening to this who has had to cut someone off. And I feel like it is a romantic relationship. She has been Queen of Swords about it because this person has been disrespecting her, pulling in her in many different directions, and basically having bad boundaries and disempowering her. And she has made the decision to remove herself from this person, this man. And it's really a good decision for her. And she's been guided by spirit, but she feels alone at this time. You know, as we all kind of feel a bit alone and a bit powerless with everything that's going on. But, you know, her ancestors, her guides, they're right there with her, and she has nothing to fear. So if that resonated with anyone, drop me a comment underneath this. But that's the cards. Definitely going along with the astrology.
And the Hermit's always been one of my favorite cards, and it reminds me of what we're talking about. We kind of started the show with cosmic weather this time, and the Hermit, I can identify with the Hermit, and I wonder if other people do too, because things are crazy. We have a lot of retrograde stuff going on. We're burning up stuff, and that's really I've often thought of the Hermit. I mean, he's on his own wisdom path. You can see he's a little bit old. He's been after it for a long time. He's been huffing and puffing and climbing that mountain of wisdom. And now he's at a plateau, and he's holding that light out for everyone else. But really, it was his own internal struggle that enabled him to shine that light, to share that wisdom. And that's kind of my cosmic weather reminder for people is, hey, you know, take the time to do that for yourself. You really do. You know, you're here because the world asked for you. And if you're going to shine that light that I think was really asked for, you got to do your own work. And, you know, maybe don't worry about the bigger picture, because that Hermit to me has always been very, very much like Capricorn, you know, where it was the goat with the tail and kind of going up that cold mountain of personal excellence, you know. So to me, it's a very powerful card. And with the Queen of Swords and the spiritual protection, just wanted to mention, that's very timely that you say that, because in the next 2 weeks, we'll be interviewing over on Radiant Creators, the guy who wrote the book Egregores, Mark Stavish, about basically like collective demonic or good thought forms that sort of control humanity. And it kind of gets into how much happens in the astral, how there really are these spiritual astral battles that are happening between different people groups of people thinking different ways. And then also we're interviewing Paul Levy, who wrote Dispelling the Wetiko, which is kind of along the same lines. So we're going to be all about our next couple of interviews about exactly that. Because we know there's like a spiritual war going on, and we're going to get right into that with some masters of that topic who really have written amazing works on that. And so we're really lucky on the show to have them. So we'll do those interviews, and we'll dedicate those to the Hermit and really working on our own inner light so that we can, you know, be why we're here. So that's all.
Just as you said that, there's like a huge spider that's just walked across my keyboard, like a huge tarantula sized thing. So
oh my gosh,
I've kind of stepped away from the keyboard, but I actually, you know, spiders are a really good sign from the spirit world. They are the weavers, you know, we're weaving our own destiny. And they help us to create. They build their webs, and these beautiful shining webs, and you know, in the morning sunlight. So to me, that is a really good omen that spider just walked across there. But yes, servitors are really interesting. You know, you can make your own little army of spirit robots to like do your bidding for you, and you know, different things. Personally, I prefer to go to the gods, my ancestral gods, for protection, because there's really nothing that's going to be bigger than one of them. But yeah, I look forward to those interviews. They sound very cool.
Yeah, so it's all flowing, it's all connecting. So, well, actually, you know, after doing our little show here, I feel better than when I started, and I hope that the everybody listening does also. I think, at least for me, I can tell you this, retrograde, the Mars retrograde has been definitely a difficult experience. And at least for me, last thing I would mention is, this Mars retrograde, of all the odd things, it reminded me of a story that I like. and it's super short, so don't worry, everybody. But there's this guy. This is how I feel. And maybe I have a flair for the dramatic, so forgive me. But this guy is famous. And this is during World War II, and this was a Finnish soldier, and he was not known to be super smart. So what happened was they were all really exhausted, and they took Pervitin, which is pretty much meth. You know, he didn't quite get that you take one or half of one, so he just ate the whole bottle, which is supposedly, I think, about 33 of them. Anyway, so this guy, Aimo Kalivanen, a Finnish soldier during World War II, he overdosed on Pervitin, lost his squad, laid in a ditch for a week after stepping on a landmine, then traveled over 250 miles on skis. He was found alive and weighing 94 pounds. After that, when they got him to the hospital, his heart rate was still 200 beats per minute, and he was drooling and all whacked out. But he did recover, and he lived to be another 45 years. I think he died in his 90s. So, you know, sometimes that's, I shouldn't say sometimes, that's how Mars retrograde feels this time. So for everybody, if it's beating you around, if you feel like, you know, a Finnish soldier out of his mind on meth with your foot blown off, we understand. So,
yeah,
and keep
here
at it. Yeah.
Yeah, we're here for you. We all are in this together. You know, we are in the midst of spiritual war. So when you keep that in mind, it kind of gives you the strength to get through this.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. Well, that's all I've got this time. How about you, Fiona? Anything else?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Well, this has been Fortnite Astrology with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. And I will stop the recording now, and I will get this uploaded for you, Fiona, and I will see you next fortnight.
Okay, thanks, Craig. Take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye.